Strong winds have lashed southern and central parts of the Motu overnight. Power is coming back for more than 1,000 households in the Hutt Valley, but it's still out for many on Banks Peninsula. 4 to 6 metre waves are forecast for Cook Strait this morning, and ferry services have been heavily affected. For more, let's hear from our Christchurch reporter, Neva Chittick. Hi, Neva. How's it looking out there at the moment where you are?
Kia ora, Corin. Well, it is still quite heavy rain here. The wind is really blowing it into the sides of the building. You can really hear it lash as it comes down. It's doing that lovely diagonal rain. So it's still quite, difficult conditions here, to say the least. As for those on the Banks Peninsula, 455 customers remain without power. In Wainui in the Akaroa Harbour, a tree has damaged lines and crews aren't able to get to that easily, so power is not likely to be restored until late today for more than 70 customers. Orion says repair times are being affected by the weather, understandably, and it's waiting for better winds to reconnect people, but it aims to have power restored to all customers by this afternoon. In Wellington, power was lost for 1,300 customers overnight. There were two separate outages on the same network in Belmont and Lower Hutt, but Wellington Electricity says crews have been working on it and all but 65 customers have since been reconnected. It says the issue is trees on overhead power lines, and crews have worked through the night and this morning to remove them. Power is being redirected from other stations to cover the region until that work is completed, which is supposed to be by 8 o'clock this morning, so in the next 40 minutes or so.
Now, in terms of any damage to homes, is anything being reported?
Nothing major at this stage, though Fire and Emergency said they had two reports overnight of roofs lifting. That was one in Wellington and one in Canterbury. It also received a few calls about trees or power lines falling onto roads. At the moment, power lines seem to have borne the brunt of the damage. I also spoke to Wellington City Council earlier, and they said they had nothing major to report in terms of incidents across the city, especially with regards to its roading network. They were a little bit concerned about roads on the south coast and that heavy swell that's forecast with that weather warning in force. But they said so far nothing has eventuated. The advice for people travelling to work this morning is be alert and be careful. There may be flooding and debris or branches on the road that they're not yet aware of. The same sort of goes for state highways across both the South Island and Wellington. There's been no major incidents reported. Same for local roads, but again, in a lot of cases, councils may just be getting out to have a look at what's going on there. As for airports, Christchurch and Wellington, neither have any major disruptions to flights so far. It might just be a matter of checking in with your airline, whether that be on their website or on its app, or just keeping tabs on each of the airport's pages if you are flying this morning.
And those ferries, just looking at the swell on the webcams, it's starting to come in. That's going to cause major disruptions, isn't it?
Yeah, there have been 10 ferries cancelled already today across both the Inter-Islander and Bluebridge ferry services. Both say, you know, these conditions are just not fit to sail in. 5 metre waves at the moment. It's looking to go as high as 6 metres, but dropping back down to 4 metres this evening. Those waves are starting in about the Palliser Bay area this morning. They're expected to spread north before they ease. At the moment, Inter-Islander is saying all ferries, all morning sailings on both the Awatere and the Kaiārahi are cancelled because the safety of its crew and passengers is its top priority. The cancelled services also include the 2:15pm sailing from Picton to Wellington. It says it cannot rebook passengers because it is fully booked up, but those affected will receive a full refund. As for Bluebridge, again, all services up to and including its 1:30 and 2 o'clock sailings this afternoon are not going ahead, but it says services may resume this evening if conditions ease. So if you are booked on those ferries, worth keeping an eye on their webpage and their alerts. But Bluebridge says it can rebook people, but you should be patient. It's receiving a lot of calls at the moment, and due to high demand, that rebooked service may not be for a few weeks.
Neva, thank you very much for that update. Neva Chittick there, our reporter in Christchurch, on that wild weather.